Time to bring in Mike Cossey to check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, we were spanked again last night.
Took it on the chin again.
I didn't watch a stick of the game. Not a stick. Nothing.
Me neither. Yeah. Me neither. I didn't know who won until this morning.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
But when I saw the score, all I did was laugh.
Yeah. It's just the No Freaking Logic League. That's just what it is. All right. Well, with that being said, I guess we can delve right into the weekend, huh?
Yeah, I got my five written down.
I've got my five written down. Let's go over mine. I'll give mine first, just not because I'm. By the way, folks.
Why would we want to copy each other?
I don't know, but Mike is now 52-22.
Yep.
And I am 46-28.
Stink.
All right, so here's the picks. My picks for this weekend, Saturday games. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the Lions and the Chargers.
I'm taking Detroit and Kansas City.
Okay. For the Sunday game, I'm trying to get myself three wins. I'm taking the Pack, the Saints, and the Seahawks.
Green Bay, New England, and Seattle.
All right.
I'm taking Baltimore, New Orleans, and New England.
So you're taking Baltimore, New Orleans, and New England.
Taking Baltimore over Cleveland, New Orleans over the Jets, and everybody thinks Pittsburgh's going to beat New England, so I'm taking New England.
Okay, so you're taking New England. All right. So those are the picks.
Yep.
All right, as sad as they are.
Say that again.
All right. Hey, the Knicks won again. They beat the Brooklyn Nets last night. They beat the teams they should beat.
Yeah, they won, but they won the battle, but they're going to lose the war.
Why?
Clip Claps hurt his knee.
How bad?
Didn't say yet. Well, all he said was he has a knee injury, so that's not good.
No, it's not good at all.
Yep. Left knee soreness is the way they're saying it. So that could be anything.
Go over your picks again because I didn't type them down.
All five?
Yeah. First Saturday.
Detroit?
First Saturday. So you're going to take Detroit.
Kansas City?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Baltimore?
Okay. Sunday you're taking. Baltimore?
New Orleans? And New England?
Saints and New England. All right, I got them down now. That's why I put them up on that page now, and it's just it's much easier for me to follow him. Well, I hope his knee is better because
he only played 18 minutes last night. He scored 13 points, but this guy gets hurt way too much.
Well,
way too much.
Got to start putting him on steroids.
And stop putting him on something.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, any hockey from last night?
Yeah, not good. The Devils played a real good game against Montreal, but came up short in overtime, winning 2-1. Both goaltenders played tremendous last night. And then the Islanders fell behind early 3-0 to Columbus, tried to climb it back, got back to 5-4. Columbus got an empty netter at the end of the game, make it 6-4. So both teams lost last night. Off the loss in Montreal, the Devils come home tonight to play Dallas. And like I said, Dallas beat the Rangers and the Islanders this week. And after last night's tough game against Montreal, having to travel north and come back, and Dallas is just sitting somewhere in Sea Caucus waiting for the Devils, I think Dallas is going to beat the Devils again tonight. And the Kings, who the Devils beat two nights ago, they're still in town. They play the Rangers tonight. And like I said, the Kings are the best team in the West right now. So it's a big test for the Rangers, and after getting shellacked by the Devils, I think the Kings are going to have a little blood in their eyes. So it should be two good games tonight, but I think both local teams might come up a little bit short.
All right. Any racing?
Yeah, I scraped some up. We're going to Tampa. We're going to Oldsmar, Florida this weekend. They got a couple of minor stakes for two-year-olds down there, but they're pretty nice races. The sixth race is the Sandpiper. This is for two-year-old fillies going 6 furlongs. Draws 9 in here. A couple of horses I'm looking at. The two-horse, Tony Ann's Miracle. This horse is 3-for-6 lifetime, coming off three wins in a row at Calder, which is now known as Gulfstream Park West. That's a deep track, kind of like Tampa. So give this horse better than a puncher's chance in this race. But there appears to be a pretty good amount of speed in this race, so I'm going to look for two closers here to maybe make some noise. One is the 8-horse Malandrina. This horse also ran at Gulfstream Park West, got beat by Tony Ann's Miracle, but was closing pretty strongly in that race. And the outside horse, Almond Roca, trained by Graham Motion, is another horse who has some late foot. So a 2-8-9 exacta box, and I think I'm going to take the 8 Malandrina to win in that race. Staying at Tampa is the boys' counterpart of this race, the 9th race, the inaugural for 2-year-old colts. Again, draws a pretty nice field. Another field of 9 horses in here. One horse in here could become a pretty decent horse. I'm not talking about Kentucky Derby, but I'm just saying a pretty decent horse. That's the 8-horse Tricks to Do, trained by Armand Delacour. This horse ran a nice race first time out of the box at Keeneland. Got bet down to 2-1. Came back off that race and went off 1-9 at Laurel and won real nice like a 9-1 should. Drew off and won by 6. So like I said, this could be any kind of a horse, and Tricks to Do is going to be my top pick in the inaugural. A horse I'm going to put underneath is the 2-horse Wildcats Legacy. This horse won at Gulfstream, and I'm going to call it Calder, won the juvenile sprint there. 2-for-2 lifetime, and this horse could be any kind of horse as well. So an 8-2-2-8 exacta box, and if Tricks to Do can play any kind of value, I'll go with that horse and on a win bet. So some two nice races down at Tampa. There's a couple of stakes at Gulfstream this weekend, but I was more confident in the Tampa Bay races.
So what are you going to watch on TV tonight?
Tonight, hockey. Devils are going to be playing Dallas, and the Rangers will be playing the Kings.
Well,
2-7 p.m. starts.
Who do you think is going to start in goal for the Rangers?
Tonight? I don't know. I think they'll start Lundqvist, and the other guy will be playing halfway through the second period.
All right.
That's my gut.
That's your gut feeling. So what's the temperature?
The Queen gets yanked again.
And what's the temperature at Cozzyville this morning?
20.
20?
Yeah, but we're getting over two inches of snow this afternoon. You're not.
But we got 4 degrees here.
I'll take 4 instead of snow.
Oh, you won't take 4 instead of snow.
Why not? I'm not going outside and have a picnic. I'll be in the house. I don't care if what it's doing. But I can't drive anywhere if it's snowing. I want to go watch a basketball game this afternoon, but when it's supposed to snow is right in the middle of when I'm supposed to be traveling, just before rush hour, and I don't need any fender benders to watch a basketball game.